This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're taking swangs at a city. Because why not? Here joining us this week is, from the Lousy Weather Media main show, it's Josie, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here and share some hate with you.
It's good to have that, especially somebody from the main. You're our first guest from the main show. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
I was shocked actually at that. That thought crossed my mind. So thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
you. We're stoked to have you.
Ladies first.
You're the funny one. Fuck the rest of them.
I don't mean it. That.
Yeah, more shots fired. He does mean fuck the rest of them.
Especially that racist piece of shit Sean asked.
Not commenting on that. Nope.
Yeah. No, Jordan wants to fuck all of you.
He's got a black girlfriend.
What's that?
He's got a black girlfriend.
I know. I mean.
His famous words.
Well, the episode we were on of yours, because you had to leave because it was super late.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, I had not met any of you.
Yeah.
And I would just say minutes into the podcast, I was calling Sean a racist for 2 hours. It was a lot of fun.
It's better just to call him out on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, look, guys, I fucked my share of Italian men. I still don't like them. So, Josie, why do you hate Boston?
Why do I hate Boston? There are so many reasons. They're pretentious. Everybody from Boston is an asshole. I'll just put it that way.
Okay.
They're sports teams. They're cheaters. They're whiners. They're just babies.
I would agree.
And I can't stand Boston fans that are not from Boston. Throw that in there, too. They suck, too. Everything about Boston sucks.
They're bandwagon riders.
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely bandwagon riders.
Oh, yeah. Though, I'm upset with you. I'm going to call you out real quick because you were talking of our hate for Boston. You called Tom Brady greatest of all time.
There's a certain...
He did.
I did. I'll openly... I posted it on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you did.
Watching the Super Bowl, that's why it's pertinent. That's why when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, it was, perfect for us to talk about Boston, the Patriots. But as I was watching that game, because I watched the first, I'd say maybe the whole first quarter, and I was like, fuck yeah, they're losing, whatever. And then I got an update on my phone, and I was like, yeah, they just scored a touchdown. If anybody can come back and win a Super Bowl, it's Tom Brady. Yeah. And I saw another video. The reason I call him the greatest of all time is not just because of what he did. I mean, 5 Super Bowls in a career, that's never been done before. Got to give it to him there. However, did you know all of his comebacks or all of his Super Bowls are comebacks in the fourth quarter? I hate him, but he's good.
But do you think he's a cheater?
Does it really matter?
That's true.
It does. That just plays into the whole Boston asshole thing.
Okay. I think that has more to do with Belichick than Brady.
Yeah, yeah. I'll agree with that.
What was it the night before? Was it not the night before the Super Bowl, the night before the AFC Championship game when the fire alarm got pulled in the hotel?
Oh, yes, yes.
I know Patriots fans were like, they didn't have anything to do with that. Bullshit.
That is
dude.
Total bullshit.
Belichick will take any chance.
He basically runs his team in that football association it's a bad comedy. Anything you would see in a bad comedy,
gags?
Yeah, exactly. That's the shit that they pull to try and win a game.
Yeah. Well, I could see that. I mean, absolutely. They're like the bad guys in Little Giants, except they win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he's win at all costs, and somehow he's able to rehab a bunch of careers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing well here in Cleveland when he was here. You know, he didn't talk to the media ever, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
because Cleveland sports media sucks all the dicks. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No time for anybody to come. All the dicks have to get sucked. You're all garbage. And, you know, he took his lessons he learned here and applied them quite successfully. But I think worse than Patriots fans are Red Sox fans.
Oh, my. Yes. Oh, yes. Because I definitely, baseball is my number one sport.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
Fuck the Red Sox. I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss, but I'm cussing.
It's internet radio.
All right. I figured. I'm
breaking news.
Here.
Cussing's allowed.
Oh, yeah. Red Sox fans. Oh, Celtics. Oh, yeah.
I kind of liked the Celtics when Rondo.
They're all white.
What's that?
Because they were all white.
No, no, this is when they were definitely all black, dude. Like, for sure. Like, I was going to say, Rajon Rondo, I liked watching him play basketball when he was good. Now he's in, Chicago, and he sucks. Yeah. Just like Derrick Rose went to New York, and now he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, the Red Sox fans are, they are the worst.
They
people.
Really are. Like, Detroit fans are bad, but Red Sox, they take the cake.
Well, I have friends that are Detroit fan. Like, I don't know anybody personally that's like, I'm a Red Sox fan, because, like, I'd knock your teeth down your throat.
I know a couple of them.
They're the worst.
And I've had to, like, unfollow them on Facebook because of that.
There's actually a Facebook group I joined, like, years ago that was love watching the Red Sox lose. And every once in a while, like, a post will pop up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah, I will never give any money to any I will never go to Boston, ever. Or give any money to their sports teams.
Boston counter argument, The Departed.
I knew that was coming.
That's my all-time favorite movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, so I can't comment on The Departed.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I mean, Jack Nicholson, it's fantastic. I can name a couple
other people. Boston, so
no, they're
okay.
Not. No, but Marky Mark is, and he's in the movie. Do you hate him? Do you hate Mark Wahlberg?
I thought about this in case we talked about Boston tonight, and I really contemplated this morning on the way to work, and I could do without him.
I think a lot of people could. I like him for some reason.
Why do you like him?
Why do I like him? The Departed.
Okay.
He makes me laugh a lot in that movie because he plays that role of like the...
Well, you know, not to be... Okay, yes.
You're
going to
bring up him beating up the Asian guy like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Not saying that that's okay. What do you want me to do about it?
You know, the same thing you do when you find out, hey... you know, that guy's kind of a dickhead to my friends. You don't support him. But there's that. But it's also like, okay, you're a foul-mouthed Boston cop. Anybody can do. I could be Marky mm-hmm. Mark in The Departed mm-hmm. easily. I'm just not as handsome in a pair of Calvin Kleins. That's it. Marky Mark was an underwear model.
Mm-hmm. You mean Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Oh.
The accent.
Oh, yeah. Sean pulled that out last night, too. Khakis. Mm. That's what he said. He said khakis. Car keys.
No, I can't. Because for what I do for work, I call a lot of New England.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, and the one time, like, I'm a telemarketer, obviously. I can't say where and everything and who we call for. But the one time somebody dared me, they were like, hey, the next person you pitch them in a Boston accent, which I can do accents and shit, but I don't bust that shit out, especially because Jeremy probably punched me in the face. But I was like, all right, fine. I did it, and I fucking sold the guy.
Oh, wow.
No, do the accent.
What, the Boston accent?
Do the Boston accent.
You got to give me something to say.
All these big dicks in front of me, I don't know which one to suck first.
That's hard to say.
Come on, you can do it.
All these big dicks in front of me are hard. Okay. All these big dicks in front of me, I had to suck.
There you go.
He got the A in there. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No punch in the face. That's good.
No.
But no, the accent is like, I believe, where it all stems from. And I don't want to say the Boston bombing was a good idea, but somebody was on the right track.
Oh, my gosh. I was not going to go that far. Like, I hate Boston.
It's a joke.
I know.
No. I'm not a
thehateflow@gmail.com. you can address Hordano directly.
I don't know what
for that little bit.
I don't know what cell of terrorism is going to be like. Hey, the hate flow at Gmail. He sounds like he likes what we're doing.
You're going to get a bunch of Chechenian separatist nonsense.
I was going to say they were Chechenian, weren't they?
Some sort of Eastern European. Yeah. I don't care.
But you know what though? Marathons are stupid too. So.
Especially something called the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, I hate that too.
What was the run? And you know what? They fucking love cops way they too do. Fucking much in Boston.
I don't have a problem with cops as long as they're not giving me a problem. But I don't tend to do things that would cause problems. So
fair enough.
I'm all right.
That sounds like white privilege to me.
Oh.
Her face just dropped.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. It is.
I mean, I guess I can't deny that, I guess. But it's not my fault. I didn't choose to be born white.
You're just digging yourself a hole
okay,
now.
Right. I need Paul. He's got my shovel. Oh.
It's all in good fun.
All cops definitely. Are bastards.
All right.
Look at Jeremy's hat.
Yeah. It's just call your crew, not the cops.
All right.
Available at crewlife.bigcartel.com, I think. But
dot I think.
Yeah, I don't know where he has them. I just asked him. My roommate comes home with a cool thing. I'm like, make me that, and he does.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've had this for a little over a year now. But
yeah, go ahead.
So Boston Marathon, which is have you done the Akron Marathon? Have you seen that at all?
No.
It's the worst as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm lazy. So that doesn't sound fun to me. No. I mean, I brought a flask with me. I'm not the most athletic, so.
Fair enough.
I know.
I was making assumptions. We're both fat. You're not.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's like,
yeah,
you
so
must
it's...
run marathons.
We do not.
Yeah. Well, I think we should try one day.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I will. Don't get me wrong. Jeremy can sit there and smoke pot while you and me get hammered and watch people run a
okay,
marathon.
Okay, that sounds good.
Like, if we could watch Paul, Bob, and Sean run a marathon, that would be funny.
That would be funny, but I don't know if that would happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe.
Either. I think Bob probably might do it. I don't know about the other two.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll run right by them.
Yeah, when they...
We just want to throw stuff at you while you run.
Yeah.
Or we could just make them... We could sit on the front porch... Make them run down the street and throw shit at them. That's the new Akron Marathon.
Yeah, it should be.
Oh. Yeah. So Boston, what is your what has been your dealing with Boston people in the real world?
Mainly sporting events.
Yeah.
And they're, I don't know. You can smell them from a mile away.
What's the smell?
Douche.
I would have
I don't
to
know
guess.
Like I really I can honestly say like I would not be friends with someone from Boston.
Just stale Guinness and Jameson.
Mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
What I'd say.
Yes.
It probably
yeah
like.
Yeah.
So Craig Doyle.
I don't know who Craig Doyle
I don't
is.
Either
he's one of the managers at the Improv.
Oh.
Old friend of mine, but
does he talk with a does he talk with an accent?
No. He's just Irish.
Like a Bostonian?
He's just Irish as fuck. Bostonian. That's another.
Know. I was just gonna say that. Thank you.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, we're Clevelanders. I mean, you're an Akronite, I believe, is the term.
There was a caller on Cleveland Sports Radio who was a drizzling shits, and that his whole gimmick was he's a Boston sports fan, being a troll on sports talk radio in Cleveland. It was the worst. But,
yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why you had to add more syllables, Boston, but stop it.
I don't hate the Bruins. I mean, I don't like them, but I don't hate them. I'm a pretty big hockey fan.
Yeah.
But
you like Bobby Orr?
I did want to see the Rob Zombie movie he was going to make about the Broad Street Bullies. That would have been cool, but Hollywood shit canned it, so that's not happening.
Well, I mean, they made Slapshot.
Slapshot just had its 40th anniversary yesterday, I saw. You ever seen Slapshot?
I don't believe I have.
It's a like Paul Newman classic hockey movie.
Mm-mm. The only hockey movie I can recall seeing is The Mighty Ducks and Goon.
Goon is amazing.
It is.
And
great
the second
movie.
Trailer just came out for the new one.
There's a new one?
Coming out,
no
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. Someone I know wants me to come out to Erie and watch it with her, so I might do that.
So does the Boston hate, does it... Like, how far back can you remember being like, fuck Boston?
I can't remember how far. It's been a few. It's been like at least 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
not new. It's Have not you ever recent. Been? I will never go. No. That's how much I despise Boston and everybody from Boston.
Well, I mean, the only time I've been there, I think twice, and it was on tour with a band.
That makes
and,
sense.
And you know, we went and checked out Fenway just because, I mean, it's there. It's old. It's cool. You know, fuck that team, but.
I would go to see, I guess, to see Fenway. That would be like the, and that's only because I appreciate baseball. But other than that, yeah,
I
could deal without it.
Driving in, because, you know, on the water, it's very pretty to look at when you're driving in. It's a well, I mean, certain parts are not like Southie or anything, but like certain parts of it are very well kept and everything. But we went to Cheers, you know, like, because that's the thing to do when you go there, I guess. And we had hours to kill.
You're such a fucking tourist.
That wasn't my idea. I didn't want to go.
Like Cheers, like the TV show bar?
Yeah, because it takes place in Boston.
Ah. Yeah. I didn't watch Cheers either.
No. That's like everybody wanted to do, which, you know, it's like I'm there along for the ride anyway, so I'll fucking go. And, well, we did go to the park from Good Will Hunting where Matt Damon, like, that was.
Never seen that either. I hate Boston.
No. Good Will Hunting's amazing. That's a classic movie.
Fuck like, Good Will Hunting.
Fuck you. We don't like Good Will Hunting?
No.
Why?
Because it's trash.
It's not trash. Why? Because Ben Affleck and Matt Damon wrote it?
No. Because Robin Williams is in it and he's trash. And because Matt Damon plays a stupid fucking Boston guy and he's trash.
Matt Damon is not trash. Matt Damon is far from trash. He's Jason Bourne, dude.
Yeah, Jason Bourne's great. Matt Damon playing an underachieving smart guy is not amazing.
Dude, all right. For going back to your Robin Williams comment, I thought my Boston bombing, that was bad. You just defended, like, everybody in the world.
Good. Fuck Robin Williams.
That's there was, harsh, dude.
No. I mean,
he just comes out of the room fucking swinging.
No, I've compartmentalized my hatred of Robin Williams. He is not a comedian. He is an actor.
How long have you hated Robin Williams?
Pretty much most of my adult life.
Okay.
But it stems mostly from the fact that he is a sponge that regurgitates, you know, ideas that he has heard and spits them out as his own. And that was a problem to the point where there was a light that came on at the Comedy Store to let people on stage know, Robin Williams is here. Don't do your jokes anymore.
Wow.
So, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a thief.
He was a thief. He was a notorious thief.
That is a bummer.
That's why I said I've compartmentalized my hatred of him into, okay, I can accept him as an actor. As a comedian, you can go fuck yourself. So, yeah, all those little specials that you like, not his jokes.
Hmm. Actually, now that you say that, I vaguely remember people talking about that because the one, when he talks about golf, mm-hmm. I remember somebody telling me, like, that's not even his joke, which, that's weird. That's crazy. But anyway, that's Robin Williams.
Well, you could get away with it then, I think. Now you can't get away with that shit.
Well, it's harder to get, you can still get away with it.
Yeah,
I know.
People do, I mean, people, somebody posted something the other day, like, somebody copy and pasted my buddy's comedian in Pittsburgh. Copy and pasted his joke verbatim, just copy and pasted it to his own status. Didn't give him credit, didn't share it, whatever. Like, so it still happens. And I'm just like, I just don't understand. Like, if you're trying.
Writing is hard, Jordan.
Sure, but. And that's a license to steal?
Other comedians care about it. Audience members are like, well, who did it better?
That.
You know, if the guy that took it did it better, then it's his now. It's fine.
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit. I can see how people would think that, though, but. I guess those aren't the kind of people you'd want at your comedy show anyway.
I don't really fucking care anymore. Like, show up. If you don't like me, we'll fight. If you do, fantastic.
If you do like me, we might fight. You know?
It might happen still. It
might still happen, but.
I mean, so, going back, like, when I was in Boston, like, we went and checked out Fenway. We went and checked out that park from Goodwill. Like, it's like a nice central park. And then we went to Cheers, and, paying $6 or $6 or $7 for like 12 ounces of Sam Adams, that really put a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I mean, that's the price you pay for going to a tourist trap, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's very true, but it's just like, well, let's go get a beer at Cheers. Why? We just go buy booze at the store and drink around Boston.
When you played shows in Boston, how were the people there?
I remember, I mean, because I was just like merch dude, you know, but like, I remember the bartender of the bar that we were at being a super big dickhead. Cause like, it was kind of my job to be like, hey, when are we getting paid? How much are we getting paid? Where are the drink tickets? Blah, 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 all that shit. And like, most people at venues are really cool about that stuff, right. You know, that like, the staff there, which was like two people, were fucking assholes. And then the one band that played, the local band that played the show, one of the bands that I was on tour with, they knew each other. So we were staying at those people's house later that night. And they were all really cool. Like, they were all really nice and like down to earth people like us. But just, I just remember like going into stores and stuff. People are fucking assholes. They're just fucking assholes. And I don't get it. Like, what makes Boston so fucking great? And if you're going to say championships,
well, they all think they're hard asses, too. Like, they will fight anybody for anything.
That's Irish people.
Well, I'm Irish, and I don't do that.
All right, fine. Irish people from Boston.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I do. I just remember, like, being like, fuck Boston. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely, like, that was my takeaway from it.
Like, I'm a huge Green Bay fan.
Me too.
Football. Yes, and when I went to Green Bay, the nicest people you'll ever meet, so sweet and humble, like, just everybody, and they were doing, like, shit jobs, like, cleaning trash off the ground, and they're smiling in such great moods, and I don't know, like...
Here's a theory.
All right.
That's the Midwest, and we're generally nicer in the Midwest.
That's very true.
Cleveland is about as far coastal as you get with the Midwest. But here's a theory of why coastal people are bigger dicks.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you're not a huge dick and you're too nice to somebody, all of a sudden you've made a new friend and you wake up on a ship. So to prevent from being shanghaied, they've developed this dickish exterior.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Defense mechanism. Yeah, it makes sense. I get it. Huh.
Just a theory I had.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, it's just like, because I've been to New York multiple times as well, and like, I feel like, and people in New York, notoriously fucking assholes, but like, people were nicer in New York than they were in Boston. I would say a similar place to Boston would be Baltimore. People are fucking... No, Philly. Philly. People are fucking assholes in Philly.
Yeah, I don't think I would go to Philly either, honestly.
Oh, by the way, I said Broad Street Bullies, and that's not the Bruins. It's the Flyers.
Yeah,
I fucked that up.
Hopefully Bob doesn't hear that.
No, I was going to let you... let that stand.
I like to correct my mistakes, homeboy.
You caught it. It
was going to happen eventually.
I was really hoping you wouldn't catch that.
Ah, see what I do there?
Like, Bobby Clark was on the Bruins.
Bobby Clark. Dude, the fucking accent is just disgusting.
And I almost think that it's forced. Like, I don't think that they have to talk like that. I think they want to talk like that.
I have a theory on that.
Okay.
I think they're all Neanderthals. I think they're all fucking morons.
It makes sense, though, because, like I said, they want to fight for no reason at all. They all think they're hard ass. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, they're just, I don't know. I don't know how good the Boston public school systems are, but, however, there are other good things from Boston. Bill Burr. I fucking love Bill Burr. And he likes all the... you don't like Bill Burr?
I love Bill Burr. Oh, okay. I think F is for Family is one of the best things that's ever been produced.
Have you ever watched that?
I haven't, but it's on Netflix,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I've seen there should it be a there. New season coming out relatively soon.
I'll check it out for you guys.
It takes a couple episodes to get into, but like, I mean, if you like Bill Burr, you'll like it. Like, I mean...
Do you like Bill Burr? Is the accent a little...
I can't say if I do or not, to be honest with you. I can't recall ever watching any stand-up or anything from him.
He's got more of a... He actually has more of, like, just an East Coast accent than he actually does, like, the Boston. Like, he learned to drop the R's and shit, you know?
Mm. It makes sense, I guess, if he's going to be speaking publicly.
Absolutely. Right. That's good. I mean, Marky Mark did it, too. He learned how to drop it. No, you know another fucking person I hate from New England? Seth MacFarlane. Fuck that guy, too.
I can't say that I hate him.
Okay.
He's a trash can of recycled jokes.
Well, yes, I will agree with that, too.
I mean, that's tough. Just considering what it is he does.
I respect mm-hmm. the body of work because, I mean, shit, he's been doing the same fucking thing for mm-hmm. 20 years now.
Right.
I mean, good for him. I mean, but I just, like, the Ted movies, like, how Boston that shit
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I did see
Ted, the first one. I never saw Ted 2 because I was like, I'm cool on that. I'm good on that. That's enough
of the
for
Boston
me.
Accent.
Yeah.
Well, they mm-hmm. they try to...
The only thing that saved that movie was Mila Kunis. I was like, I'll watch
yeah,
for
she's,
her.
Yeah, she's yeah. awesome. In the second one, though, they break in... the Ted and Marky Mark, they break into Tom Brady's house. Because the whole premise of the second movie is that Ted's got a girlfriend and he can't get her pregnant. So they need to find sperm to get her pregnant. So they try to jerk off Tom Brady while he's sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Which is a funny premise. Poorly executed, in my opinion. But
yeah. Honestly, it would have been better if they would have just blown Tom Brady and waiting until, you know.
I know where you're...
And then, like, got out of the mouth and, you know. It's a quicker operation is what I'm trying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is a quicker operation. And, like, what's it going to go into? Like. Given, yeah. You know what I mean? A hand job, you know?
Yeah, keep it.
You know where to hold it.
Or, you know, you keep it in your mouth, you spit it in the cup.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a quicker yeah. and cleaner operation,
yeah.
I suppose.
Look, if you're trying to steal somebody's cum, I'm just...
You guys have way more experience in this than I do, apparently, so you guys have
you've,
no...
You've never...
We're both degenerate pieces of shit.
You've never been like, you know what? This guy, I'm not ready to get pregnant now, but maybe in a few years.
No, I don't think I want kids.
I'm going to put this on ice.
No. God, no. Oh.
That's really gross.
You guys said it.
Oh, no, absolutely. I like to have
He just became. He just yeah. became self-aware. If
I'm yeah.
I'm sentient.
Hi, I'm El Hordona Diablo, and I'm gross.
I don't need to say that. People can fucking look at me, dude.
Yeah.
You've called me the Cleveland Gigi Allen for fucking 3 years.
Yeah. It's because,
And I've never thrown poop at anybody.
I'm just saying... I'm just saying that it looks like every sexual partner you've ever had has had to defecate on you.
Just for me to come.
Not just for you to come, just because it's expected. It's like, well, this guy obviously likes this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm glad you watched the home movies I sent you.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
That's you know what? It's really difficult to get past the tape hiss.
Because
they're all on
VHS.
VHS. Yeah. It's those kind of home movies.
For you millennials, before DVDs, mm-hmm. well, shit, they probably don't even know what those are anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking Blu-rays and digital downloads.
They know DVDs. They're still at Walmart in the $5 bin.
Yeah. There's the $5 bin.
My cousin Joe, he, like, runs a film company, like a horror film company, and he sells shit and stuff, and he posted a bunch of, like, I think it was, like, two different pictures of, like, probably 20 DVDs. He's like, I'm selling these. I'm like, who the fuck's gonna buy mm-hmm. those, dude?
I took a box to, like, the exchange one time, a huge big box of DVDs, and I walked out with a huge big box of DVDs,
yeah.
so...
Yeah, because yeah. they were probably, like, $5.
Yeah, nobody wants those.
No. Nope, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Those days are over.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, because, like, it came and went faster than VHSs did.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the technology gets advances more rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Was it... There was a good hardcore scene in the 80s in Boston.
There still is. I think that's the one...
I don't know who's there now.
Is that the saving grace of Boston is the music scene?
Yes.
What are some bands from Boston?
I'm going to look up Boston.
Besides
Boston. Yeah,
Boston.
I'm going to look up... You guys...
Is Boston from Boston?
I would imagine so.
I hope not. I hope everybody from Boston is from England.
Let's see. Boston. What about Boston Market? I bought Boston into Google. Boston Market. I'm down with that.
I
never
like
had it in Boston.
I like their chicken salad.
I've never had that. I've always just
either.
Had the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And the mac and cheese is fucking on
great.
Point.
This is not let the love
throw. I know. Food. But everybody loves food.
I hate waiting in line at Boston Market.
Yes.
Because, like, no, pick out your shit. Like, I just want a sandwich. But, no, I really like Slapshot. I really,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Bane.
Bane is from Boston?
Yeah,
I didn't
so.
Know that.
I think so. I could be wrong. Somebody's going to correct me at thehateflow@gmail.com if I'm wrong.
Or you're just going to take a fucking pair of nucks to the face.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, let's not get into that 2 weeks in a row, Jordan. That all started in Boston too. A lot of that
right.
nonsense.
What
but,
about what about the Dropkick Murphys?
Yep, I'll listen to that.
Back yep. in the day, I mean, I was still like they were always a fun band. Mm-hmm. I respect mm-hmm. those dudes. I like that band. Not like anything I'd listen to probably now.
Like, I don't know if I would go to a concert. Maybe if they were playing
for free,
with, like, seven other bands.
For free. Well, coming from the ska fan at the table,
You're a ska fan?
I am. Uh-oh.
Tones changed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I get, like, when we became friends on Facebook, I immediately, she's like, I'm going to see this band. I was like, they suck. I forget, it was,
Real Big Fish.
Real Big Fish, yeah.
yeah.
Who I Which, don't even really listen to.
I used to listen to Real Big Fish a lot. But I was also a big ska fan, so...
What happened?
What happened? I just...
You really listened to ska.
I mean, yeah, I was... You know, I listened to a lot of Root stuff. I listened to Two Tone, a lot of Two Tone. And, like, I still really like the Specials. But, you know, as I got older, I got angrier and, like... And then I went to a Voodoo Glow Skull show one time, and Third Wave ska changed into that ska core stuff, and I was just like, why not just go all the way and just get rid of the horns?
Oh, that's like, my favorite part. It's my favorite part. I love all... Okay, no, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I mean...
Aerosmith's from Boston.
They are from Boston.
That makes sense, too.
And...
The Pixies are from Boston. I gotta give it to the Pixies. I love the Pixies. The Cars.
I don't think I've ever... The Cars?
The Cars... There, two of them are actually from Cleveland, but whatever.
I like how you're trying to find some saving graces of Boston.
I'm not. Boston's from Boston, so.
God damn it. I was really hoping they weren't. But, you know, more stuff to hate about Boston.
Right, yeah.
Less stuff to like about Boston.
Yeah, more stuff to hate about. Giles Band from Boston. Fuck Jay Giles Band.
But... My Angel is a centerfold.
Isn't that, aren't they? You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Oh, forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Like their two songs?
Dude's got a stuttering problem. You know that's true?
No, really?
Yeah, they were when they wrote that song, I guess. Like, and fuck, just fuck Jay Giles Band, whatever. I don't even need to recant.
Freeze frame.
No, fuck Jay Giles. Oh, here you go. Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Thoughts?
Oh, shit.
Fuck them.
Fuck the Bosstones.
I do like their cover of What's at Stake by Slapshot, but pretty much everything else is like a soundtrack to a bad road trip comedy. I just, and it was like when I was into ska, I was like, well, this isn't real. This is just horns. It's not like, you know, the stuff that I really like about ska, which is the beat. It's just, this is bad pop music.
I will say, like, Real Big Fish, like, they definitely have, like, regurgitated a lot of their material. Like,
that's most punk bands from the 90s that still make
music.
Yeah,
I mean, but their songs are basically about hating someone, go fuck yourself, or drinking beer, and don't start a band. Like, that's basically...
What's your things you like to do? Fuck people, you know, they suck. You like to drink beer. Well,
yeah.
Well, you'd like to drink booze.
Yeah, booze. Oh, I sound like I'm from Boston now. Hate my life. Ah!
Yep.
Slowly turns into a Bostonian over the course
That's
of an hour.
That's probably what will happen. Like, someday I will probably have to live in Boston. Oh, gosh. And I'll look back on this.
Don't do that.
This is why I hate Boston. My best friend is moving to Boston in a few months.
Oh,
really?
Fuck
yeah,
that.
She's going there, and she's like, but you can come visit. And I'm like, I don't want to go to Boston.
You can come back home.
Well, you guys, I guess you're going to have to decide what's, what does your hate flow stronger, or your friendship?
Friendship, definitely. All right. I will end up going to Boston because, Yeah.
And you will end up getting in a fight if you do comedy.
So we'll have a follow-up episode when you come back, and you can tell us all about Boston.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to do comedy when I go to Boston. I'll be... there are a couple people there that I like.
No, I mean...
Sam Ike is really funny. You wouldn't have heard of him. He's not famous, but he was at the Cleveland Comedy Festival, not this past year, but the year before that. And he had a moment that I enjoyed in the finals where he realized he wasn't going to win and just decided to riff a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really ballsy for a contest. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been keeping up with him. There are a couple other comics I like in Boston. I found another Sean Sullivan.
Oh, okay. Which is fucking the most Irish name on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I thought that was cute. And Tawanda Ghana is pretty funny.
I know that name.
Yeah, he was another guy that came in for the festival, and I've been keeping an eye on what he does, and a lot of it's good. Mm-hmm. So there are people there that I would do stuff with, but I just, man, I don't know. I am after like getting in fights after shows and shit. It's just like I don't know where I can go anymore.
Yeah, that's at like baseball games. I can remember the two teams like that would always start shit with Cleveland Indians fans were Detroit and Boston, and like Boston fans, they would yell throughout the entire stadium at like little kids. Like I don't know, they're just assholes.
It's weird because it seems like a lot of people that become Boston fans, it's either you're a Red Sox fan or you're a Yankees fan. Like, those are your choices. Mm-hmm. So they're mm-hmm. like, fuck the Yankees, we're going to be Red mm-hmm. Sox fans. And that's not how it works anymore. There are more than two divisions in the American League. And
fuck both those teams.
Yeah. I will watch the Yankees over the Red Sox any day.
Now, yes, but growing up in, you know, Indians fan, like,
yeah.
Fuck the Yankees.
My father worked for the Yankees.
Really?
I remember you telling me that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so...
You got to go, didn't you get to go to a lot of fucking sweet shit because of that, though?
I did.
Yeah, so...
I got to go to a lot of sweet shit.
You have a little
shit.
Bit more of an affinity for the Yankees, I would assume.
Yeah, yeah, I got to see Danny Tartable's contract when he got signed.
Well, that's
that was pretty
cool.
Sweet.
That's yet another cool thing. Fuck George, Boston.
George Steinbrenner called the house. It was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Was it Larry David's voice?
No, it was not Larry David's voice.
Unfortunately.
No, it was, nah, I can't do the voice.
He's a Clevelander.
It's going to give too, yeah, he is. It's going to give too much away if I do.
All right. I mean, all right, so you said the last few years, and it mainly stems from sports.
Right, right.
Okay.
Like I said, was it last year that the Cavs played Boston, and what the dude kept hit, like, who's the dude that kept hitting people in the balls? He was from Boston, right? Draymond Green or something like that?
No, he plays for Golden State.
Oh,
but no,
the
guy from Boston that broke Kevin Love's arm.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Who was that? No. Yeah, fuck that guy.
See, I just try and block everything Boston out of my mind.
Also, the Boston Celtics made Brian Scalabrine a star, and you can go fuck yourself for that.
There's also a movie with Daniel Stern and Dan Aykroyd called Celtic, and Damon Wayans called Celtic Pride, where they're Celtics fans, and the Jazz come to town. Damon Wayans plays for the Jazz, and they drug him and kidnap him and keep him in their apartment so that he can't play, so that Boston will win.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Right there. That sounds like a terrible
Case
movie.
In point.
I know. Boston is a joke, but a bad, bad joke.
But not in Boston. Everywhere else, I think Boston is a joke. Unless you're a Patriots fan, which still just, if you don't live in that area, I don't get it.
I don't either. Like,
because Tom Brady is dreamy.
Fuck Tom Brady.
I agree.
Aaron Rodgers is dreamy.
He is. But they also say that
you have a better
dick.
Shot with him.
Good. I'm from the Midwest. He's from California, but whatever. He plays for the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. He's taking on that Midwestern lifestyle.
I think so.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
Like, when I went to Green Bay, I heard stories of him just, like, walking around the grocery store by himself, and he's just, like, because he has a house out there, so he's just, like, I think a normal dude most days.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, who knows? I mean, there's all that stuff about him, like, and his, like, family drama, but, like, people are like, oh, he's an asshole and stuff. I'm like, what if his, like, because I don't get any of my family members who listen to this, don't take it the wrong way, but, like, a lot of my family members, I'm like, fuck off. Like, especially if I was, like, of any stature. Like, people are probably coming at you for money all the time, like, mm-hmm. and I would help out the people that I would want to help out, but, like, fuck that. Like
a third cousin comes out of the woodwork. Yeah.
Fucking, not my sister, but somebody, you know, if he had a sister who was, like, a fucking degenerate, like, I need money, fuck you. Mm-hmm. It's your own.
Mm-hmm. I'm that sister. My family. Hey, I need money. Go fuck yourself, you junkie. Well, all right.
And that's when you're going to move to Boston.
If you move to Boston,
I'll kill him. I will have to come to Boston.
I will look, make a trip to Boston.
I'll be frank. I thought about it.
Really?
No, when you told me that, I was like, nah, no. Because I remember he did tell me that about a month ago. He's like,
really?
Yeah. And I was like, thought about it. You can't do it.
I think you'd be pretty miserable.
I would be pretty miserable, but it was like, you know. Yeah, I don't. You know, honestly, like, the only place that I've lived where I've been, like, okay is Cleveland/Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Akron sucks. Akron ruined my life.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
100%, like, Akron is the reason that I'm such a fuck-up.
Wow. Let the hate flow through you.
Right. live in Akron. I'm kind of scared to live in Akron now.
What, you scared? No, it's...
yeah, I don't want my...
You didn't live where he lived, though.
I mean, I lived in some places, but that wasn't what did, it's just it's so cheap, and then it's really fucking cheap. The vast majority of Akron cuisine is garbage for you,
mm-hmm.
and like, I don't understand why people like still eat at Luigi's, because it's the worst fucking pizza sauce on the planet. And the only good thing about that place is the fact they give you a mound of cheese.
On the salad?
You get cheese with a side of lettuce, for sure. Yeah,
no, that's
I still love Luigi's.
That's, like, the salads are wonderful. But, like, when I go there, that's all I get.
Crave was really good when I ate there.
Crave, it was past my time.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, you lived there over 10 years ago, didn't you?
I moved from Akron in 2012.
Oh, okay. All right.
I lived there from 2004 to 2012, and I lived there 98 through off and on through 2001.
So you went back. You hated it, but you went back?
Well, basically, okay, this is what happened. I dropped out of high school in 1998 because I thought that I could make things work with my high school girlfriend. My family was moving to Jersey because my dad was chasing a job working for Merrill Lynch. My girlfriend still had high school to finish, so I was like, you know what? If I drop out and go to Akron U, my grandparents are right there, and then she'll be, like, a short drive away, so everything will be fine. She broke up with me the day before I moved back.
Oh, wow.
So I did not do very well in school, because I don't deal with things like that very well.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, so don't be too hard on yourself. It's all right.
And I tried several times to make Akron U work. At one point, I had... the house is now gone, but the Route 8 Buchtel exit.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had the corner house right there.
Really?
In the basement.
Okay.
It was $250 a month, no utilities. Efficiency apartment.
I was going to laugh so hard if it just had no utilities.
No, I always had somebody on my couch at all times. I was like, that didn't work out. So then I tried to just move back to Akron because I was friends with a ton of people there in Dagger here. So I tried moving in with another very good friend of mine in Cuyahoga Falls. That didn't work out.
Fuck Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a nice place. It was just, you know, I got in a car accident, kind of screwed everything up. And
that's weird. I did that in Akron too once.
Yeah. This wasn't in Akron. This was in Mount Gilead, okay. Ohio. I drove down to Columbus to hang out with a buddy of mine. and we drank this mixture that had to be kept in a big plastic orange juice container, because if you kept it in anything else, it would eat through the container.
Jesus Christ.
I want to get some of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know how to make it anymore. But, I got in an accident on the way back the next day.
Okay.
I did not get a DUI. Did total my car. And then I tried to hop around, like, various places in Akron for a little bit. And it just... the jobs that I could find being in my early 20s were not good. And, I was like, I've got a future working at a movie theater. I'm going to
manage. Someday I'm going to run this place.
Yeah, I had delusions of grandeur. It was like,
was it the theater in Highland Square?
No, it was not theater in Highland Square. It was actually the Montrose Regal.
Oh, my God. I know, multiple people that have worked there.
Is that, Independence 12 or something like that?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it's called.
Actually, I was going to...
Arlington. That's the one on Arlington.
Okay. Before I got into a car accident, I was going to manage the theater on Arlington.
Okay.
That was going to... They were going to promote me.
That was the hood theater.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that didn't really matter to me.
No, obvious. I mean, dude, if you're living in Akron, you don't really fucking, on that level, if you're living in Akron, because I did
for
a long
time. But it's just... when I lived in Akron and things got bad, it was very easy to just slip in. It's real easy to score drugs.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
It's super easy to score drugs. It's super easy, because there are gas stations everywhere. It was super easy for me to just walk to the store, mm-hmm. grab a 40. Mm-hmm. And that's my day until I need another one.
It sounds like a good day right now, though.
I mean,
one of those days.
I just not anymore, man. It's like every, and then I try to get stuff started all the time in Akron, and it would flicker in and out.
Yeah.
Because from 2005 to 2007, I had shows almost every night of the week in Akron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were all paying me, so I could have quit my job and been fine if I didn't pay out my people. Mm-hmm. If I didn't tell anybody what I was making.
If you were a promoter.
Yeah, I was a typical scumbag promoter and was like, I'm taking all of this money.
The thing with Akron, for me, it's more or less I've had some of the greatest, I've had some of the greatest friendships that I still have to this day form in Akron. Mm-hmm. However, the two worst things that's ever happened in my life were both Akron.
Really?
That was my last girlfriend and when I got my DUI.
Oh, shit. All right.
Which, now that I say that out loud, both my fault.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind Akron to a point. I was born in Akron and I'm still in Akron. Only because I live in a free house.
Helps.
That's fucking sweet. Yeah.
If I didn't have that free house, I would probably not live in Akron. But I don't... I have a love-hate relationship with it. Where I live, my neighbors are, elderly. They plow our driveway, and they make sure our light, they're like, turn your light on before you go inside. It's a kind of nice little block. But then you go one street over, and there's meth houses.
Yeah.
So...
Do you live over by...
Vashon. Yeah. I live, three streets up the road.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
you're in Goodyear Heights.
Yes, Goodyear Heights. Mm-hmm. But, I grew up in Akron, North Hill area, and I moved to Medina in high school and went to school with Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't realize it at the time,
until
obviously.
About a month ago.
Yeah. And, but when I went out to Medina, no one would talk to me because I was from Akron. They hated me because I was from Akron. There was this stigma, you're from Akron, you're a piece of shit, and...
Well, I had moved from Akron, too, so, that was probably why we
got... Why you were nice to me.
Yeah. Dude, actually, can you give Jeremy the description of how she described myself to me? You'll love this.
So I said, I think I remember you from high school. I was like, did you wear a lot of Bouncing Souls shirts, every day?
And as soon as she said that, I was like, yep.
I feel like you also had, a denim jacket.
I did.
Maybe, cut-off sleeves, almost, or, short...
I had an army jacket with cut-off sleeves.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I remember. I remember that.
It was green. Mm-hmm. Yep. It had a Dropkick Murphys
patch
on
the back.
Just to bring it back to Boston. Yeah.
We've gone far away from Boston. We hate it too much.
That's
talking
true.
About Akron now.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
I don't hate people from Akron.
No.
I will never date anybody from Akron ever again.
Nor will I. I feel like you're grouping all of the females into, look. I feel like that's mean.
Look. It's just
still
never.
Earnest. It's.
You don't understand how bad this was.
We laugh, but times seriously, like Akron, and like I said, I blame a lot of that.
I'm a girl from Akron, so I guess I'm taking this personally here.
And you don't even wait, where'd you go to middle school?
Jennings.
Oh, okay. I went to Roswell, Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Hood.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious, but no, that's funny how it's gone from Boston to Akron.
In a way, they're not too far apart from each other, like on the spectrum.
There are way more black people in Akron than there are in Boston.
I believe that.
Yeah, Boston likes their white people.
They
definitely
do. They do. And, you know, if I'm wrong, thehateflow@gmail.com is just, you know.
Keep it in the email.
Keep it in the email. Mm-hmm. Typical depictions of Boston. It's lily white and very Irish. And
well, now that you mention that, I can't recall like ever seeing like a movie or something that takes place in Boston with a black person in it.
Well, you know, there was that that Celtic Pride movie.
But Damon Wayans was not from Boston.
I know, yeah.
It was two white guys capturing Damon Wayans, which is fucked up.
That is fucked. I've never heard of that movie, but I kind of want to watch it just to see.
I loved that movie
really?
Growing up. It's so terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. I mean, you pretty much get to see Dan Aykroyd lip sync to Play That Funky Music, White Boy, which once again, coming out of my mouth, sounds awful, dude. Like, that's terrible.
It is
1996, I think, is when
really?
It came out. Yeah, check, download that shit.
Okay.
Don't buy it, though.
All right, I won't. I told you I won't, because it has Celtic Pride in it, so some money's
Celtic
probably
Pride.
Going to Boston somehow, so yeah, I'll never pay for that.
I mean, honestly, going back real quick to the Akron shit, the Lousy Weather show,
mm-hmm.
you know, last month, that was the first time in almost a year that I had been in Akron.
Really?
Yeah, just because my ex, when she knows I'm going to be somewhere, tends to like to show up. And like, so I prefaced with Sean like a month before. I was like, I'm a little apprehensive. And he's like, why? I explained the situation. He's like, dude, I don't care at all. There's no chance she's going to be here. I'm like, all right, I believe you.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
it. I was like, but hopefully if she does, you can just kick her out. He's like, only if she slaps a sticker on my back.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. That was a rough night. Oh
yeah. So yeah, honestly, I think the Lousy Weather show that I did last year has really been, yeah, that's been it for Akron for me, honestly, because I really...
That house, right? Because we did the podcast in what, September, October?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the only time I really go to Akron now is occasionally I'll go to the Funny Stop, which is Cuyahoga Falls, but still counts.
Yeah, it's just right across the bridge,
yeah,
I guess, yeah.
That
yeah.
still counts.
But I don't go there that often just because, you know, I got shit to do. And some of my old gamer friends have like a quarterly party. They live in the Highland Square area. Mm-hmm. I go like hang out with them for their birthday or for a holiday or something. But other than that, like, I don't want to go to Annabelle's. I got roofied there.
Really?
Yeah, I got roofied at Annabelle's.
Jeez.
Somebody gave me a shot of tequila, and immediately I was like, oh, I know what's happening. I got to get out of here now. And I went and passed out on somebody's couch.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was bad. And then...
I've never been there. I guess I'll never go.
Don't. It's All right. a trash bar. All right.
Yeah, it's, you know, and there are a lot of fun comedy memories there. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole My Dick Is Like thing that happened at Stone Tavern.
Yeah.
Started at Thursday's Lounge.
Really?
Yeah, it was an improv game that we played to, because after a while, when the money started running out with me running shows, it just became like a core group of people that would show up. You know, just because we needed a place to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursdays was that place for a while. So we made up games to pass the time. And the My Dick Is Like thing just stuck.
I've had many a nights, many a drunken nights at Thursdays.
I've never been. See, okay, I'm from Akron, but I'm a bad Akronite.
No, but
as
that's
you would say.
All. Like,
I've
that,
never
I love
been to
that about you
I've
because,
never been to Thursdays.
Oh, like it's just. I mean, like I always call it Akron's happy dog, like where like people
like the hipster places.
Yes, yes, and it fucking like. I'm sorry, I don't need to go to a fucking dance party at a bar. Blow me, okay? Mm. I have better things to do with my time and get fucking drunk than watch a bunch of morons.
Mm-hmm. Well, people watching is good, though, sometimes.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
It is. I just, I lost my taste for going out to the bar when you stopped being allowed to smoke in the bar.
Yeah.
Understandable.
That was the end of it for me. Mm-hmm. I was just like, no, fuck this. I want
to
leave.
That was the tail end of me being able to, like, legally smoke. Or, like, I mean, when I was 14, 15, 16, we would go to shows and smoke. Nobody ever questioned
right,
you.
Right, right.
But, like, it was the year I turned 18. It was, like, that following November. They were like, nope, no more. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. I can understand the restaurant thing. Like,
sure.
There's kids in there, but a bar, there's actually still, I think, a bar in Akron, BG Breeze. I'm sure you've been there.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure they still allow you to smoke in there. I'm pretty sure they also still serve underage girls.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
And then you can go bang those underage drunk girls in one of the limos they have parked there.
Yes. Akron is classy.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was gonna
there's a hospital right across the street in case anything happens.
And it's, and it's the psych hospital, so.
Yep, you're good to go.
So that's a double whammy right there. Like, you know, you're fucked up and you're going to feel better in the next
We're going to put the bridge that has the most suicides right by the psych hospital.
Good. Yeah, never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Never thought about that.
The one in the one in Cleveland is the one in Rocky River.
That's good. Fuck Rocky River too, but that's for another show.
All right.
I'd like to say, just for the record, that I mean, Lousy Weather has rekindled somewhat of a love for Akron for me. I will say that much.
I'm sure, on behalf of all of the guys, I'm sure they thank you for that, because that's, I think, what the goal is.
I need to say that because I'm sure they're all like, fuck you right now.
I bet you none of them even listen to this.
Look,
so
I...
fuck you!
I have very good reasons for hating Akron.
I believe you. I would like to hear some of these off the mic.
It's a whole lot of... man.
You've got some good stories, though, at the comedy show that you did. I think you told us a lot of stuff that you probably hadn't said in front of a crowd of people in a long time. You at least said that. You're like, I haven't said this to anybody.
Yeah.
I haven't told anybody this. So I feel like you gave us a really good special show.
I've seen a video of that set. You crushed, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Crushed.
For sure.
Thank you. There's a lot of that I don't do anymore. I don't think it was... It was getting across the message I was trying to get across.
Well, when you're doing comedy in a basement, you got it across that night. Everybody pretty much understood. It went over very well.
Yeah, but that's the best part of Akron is Lousy Weather Media.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed.
It really is.
Without a doubt.
But
we'll get shirts that say that.
Mm-hmm. Lousy Weather Media, the best part of Akron.
Yep.
Jeremy Shear.
Yeah.
Those would actually be great shirts.
It would be amazing if you guys got shirts made that said "The Talk of Akron, Lousy Weather Media" in the NIR font.
Yeah.
That is good.
It's not a bad idea.
That is good.
Yeah. Also, fuck Akron for firing Stan Piatt. You fucking bastards. I'm really mad about that.
You can't even breathe right now. Can't even talk. Can't get it out.
Stan
so
is a treasure. And,
He at the roast of Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stan was there.
Yeah.
That was the guy that Craig Peters did that wonderful impression of. That was a dead on impression of Stan Piatt.
Oh. Okay.
The
All
guy
right,
was
yes.
like, you know,
yes.
blow me in the car for Coke. yeah. Stan's a treat. He used to host the amateur nights at the Funny Stop. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, you could tell he's like an older radio guy, like coked out of his mind, like going, you know, just trying to get through the night. But he's just such a sweetheart and did his job really well. And then his morning show, he would, you know, constantly get interactions from his audience. And, you know, there was a time when he was more popular than Stern.
Mm.
And, you know, the fucking toss him off like they did was just...
think that's how the world is these days. There's no loyalty.
There's
anywhere.
No scruples. Yeah. Nobody has scruples anymore.
I never thought I would be talking on a microphone about how much I like Stan Piatt.
Because, well, now it's documented forever.
Yeah, yep. Because, you know, when I first started comedy, it was like, you know, no, I hate WNIR. It's old people talking, mm-hmm. but now I'm an old person, mm-hmm. so.
I catch myself listening to it every now and then, too, so.
Yeah.
Isn't 97.5 based in Akron?
W-O-N-E.
Yep. With mm-hmm. T.K. O'Grady.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I mean, it's not Akron, but Canton. Stansbury's in Canton, and mm-hmm. I always like Stansbury.
All right. Put a pin in that one, buddy.
Yeah, just in case, okay?
Just in case,
just
yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, well...
Because Dan's always been very nice to me.
Yeah, well, he's... All right. I hate it when I'm not allowed to say things. All right. Josie, thank you so much for coming on the program this week.
Yeah, we were happy to have you.
Like I said, I'm honored. Thank you so much for having me.
The honor is all ours. Thank you for going off the rails with us. before we get going, of course, shout out to Rain Clothing. Shout out to the Lousy Weather Media Network. All the boys listening to their star do her thing.
Aw,
the
thank
star.
You.
And, of course, Pete at Milky Way Recordings. All your audio needs. And Sam Holmes, who did our logo. You can see her on the Instagrams. It's Sam Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like your friend. Well, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Boston as much as Josie.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniels is drunk in me.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.